Today is Thursday, July 4th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where I talk about myself and whatever else I want to talk about four or five times a week at present, but I've gone as much as a month or three in between shows, so we'll see how long this lasts. I'm currently, for any of those new listeners, I'm currently on a cruise, and so I'm recording on a really crappy, like, microphone on my Samsung headphones. So I had planned on actually recording on my Zoom recorder, which I still don't love the way it sounds. I really prefer the microphone in my studio, but I couldn't get the setup to work. Basically, just to go over the story one more time, I record on my Zoom, which has an SD card, and I had bought an SD card reader for my iPad, and I thought, oh, I'm just going to carry the iPad. I'm not going to carry a laptop because an iPad will be a little bit lighter, and I can do everything on the iPad. I can watch Netflix. I can, you know, there are audio editing softwares. I can get to the website admin because I have a browser, yada, yada. And I can do everything I need to do. Well, I didn't realize that the SD card reader for iPads or for any iOS products only works with photos and videos. And so apparently there are some third-party ones that you can buy special Apple or get special apps in the App Store, and they'll let you do other file formats. But the one that you get from Apple only allows you to do photos and video. Maybe I'm wrong, but I've done Googling. So anyway, I had no way of getting the recording from the Zoom recorder, which I have here in the drawer, over to the iPad, and my Zoom doesn't have internet, so I don't have any way of uploading the file or, you know, to the website. So I couldn't do that. So anyway, I decided to record on my iPad, but the only thing I have in the way of a microphone is either the inbuilt microphone on the iPad or the microphone on my headphone, on my phone headphones, which I never hardly use, but anyway, there you go. So, happy 4th of July, everyone. I'm kind of going back in time on all these recordings because I pre-recorded Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of last week, and because I knew we were going to be leaving and going to Vancouver and I wasn't going to be able to record, and then I've been trying to play catch-up telling you guys what happened, so I don't even quite remember where I was yesterday. I was trying to record from the little lobby area in front of the Quill and Compass, which is a pub on the ship. It was the quietest place I could find. I don't know, because I was a little bit, I don't know, it's a little bit weird recording with Mark in the room. I don't know why. I don't like to record with other people sitting in the room, unless I'm specifically doing a live show. This is a personal journal podcast, and I like to just record it and pretend that no one's hearing it at all, other than the contact I get from you guys on Twitter and stuff like that. So it was weird. So anyway, but today I'm recording in the room. He's in the spa. We worked out and he's in the spa, and then I'm going to go join him in the spa when I'm done. And this is the last time I'm going to get to do the spa because tomorrow morning is disembarkation or whatever you call it. So, the time went so quick. Anyway, so we had some 4th of July festivities, and today was the Hubbard Glacier, which was super cool. But I'm going to try to go back and talk about previous days. So I'm looking at so every day you get a guide with Royal Caribbean. So you get a day guide, and I'm assuming this is the case with all of the cruise lines. And so they call it Cruise Compass, and it tells you all the activities, all the dining, all that kind of stuff for the day. They put it out the night before, and you can kind of see what's going on the next day. So I'm looking at it for day one, and I'm just looking at the activities for day one. And so we love this because we can go through and circle exactly what we want to do. So we got on the ship, we did the ship tour. They're really about shopping on the ship. There was a virtual tour, but it was done by the head of shopping. And I didn't even know Disney doesn't have, at least you don't meet anyone on their cruise called the head of shopping, right? But this cruise, you actually meet the head of shopping, and they do shows. And they actually put in their daily thing, here are the sales we have today in the shops. And, like, they have a shop section. It's not huge, but a much bigger than what I remember the Disney shops being. and they have all this jewelry and stuff, you know? And I'm like, I still think, who goes on a cruise to buy jewelry? I mean, I don't understand that. But anyway, they're talking about, oh, buy your Tanzanite this and buy your, you know, et cetera. And, you know, and I'm like, I just spent a bunch of money to go on a cruise. Why am I going to want to buy some Tanzanite bracelet for, you know, my mom or something? But anyway, so they did, you know, we did that and we got pushed to buy a bunch of stuff. And then basically we were just kind of getting to know the ship and stuff, which I always find fun. We walked around. The ship is old. It's about 20 years old. And I would say they've kept it up pretty well, but it's not as nice as some of the commercials you see where they have these huge, I mean, massive, brand new, fresh paint, you know, everything. This one is showing a little bit of signs of wear, but I mean, it's still a nice ship. And I hope I didn't call it a boat, because I know Auntie Vera listens and then will tell me that I called it a boat. But our room is fairly large. I would say it's around the size of the room we had in Disney. And we do have a balcony this time, so that's really nice. And so we really like that. The only thing I didn't like about the room was in Disney, they had a sink bathroom and a shower and a toilet bathroom that were separate. And this one, everything is all in one bathroom. So like one of us can't be brushing our teeth while the other one's pooping, you know, or something like that. So that was weird. So we love quizzes and game shows, and that's a good way to get to know your entertainment staff, because, you know, if they're funny or, you know, they're really fun to be around or whatever, the entertainment staff always holds these quizzes and game shows and stuff like that to keep people busy. And so the first thing we did, I believe, we went to the gym, and then we tried out the gym and the spa, and then there was a pub quiz. So we went to the pub quiz at 7. And we met Isaac, who is my absolute favorite of all of the cruise staff. He's cute. Well, I think he's cute. He's Spanish. And I think he's gay. And he comes in with this fan and he whips the fan around and he goes, "I'm Isaac." I don't remember exactly what he says, but he's like, "This is my fan in your face." You know, he sounded very gay. I don't know. He always has this fan around. He even has a shirt that he wore yesterday that has a fan on it and it says "in your face." I don't even know what that means. Maybe it's from a movie or something, but so that was fun. Although the quizzes here have been really difficult. On the Disney cruise, they were just like Disney characters and stuff, right? These are actual like hard pub quiz trivia, right? So this is not some light trivia. But anyway, that was fun. And then they had the opening show, the Welcome Aboard show. And I'm going to say this about the entertainment staff. First of all, they have live music, which I love. Disney did not have live music in their shows. They were all pre-recorded. The singing was live, but the instruments were not live. And so they have live trumpets. They had saxophone. They have a trombone. They have like drums. They have all of this is live. They have an orchestra. And I really loved that. Now, I wouldn't say they were the best in the world, but I mean, they're good, but I mean, they're not the best in the world. The singers are really good, but the shows are all just musical with very little story, and the production value is not as good. The sets and all that kind of stuff were not as good either. And Mark and I both love shows with a storyline that you can follow, and also we really like the good sets. And one of the main things we loved about Disney was the quality of the entertainment. So I think the cast and the band were outstanding and very good, but I think the shows that were designed for Royal Caribbean I don't know if these are shows that already existed or if they were designed, but I don't think the cast could be given better shows to work with. And I've been told that on the larger ships, that this is one of the smaller ships in Royal Caribbean, I've been told on the larger ships that they actually do have Broadway musicals and stuff like that. So I don't know if I can judge it based on this, because maybe they just, on the smaller ships, they don't have a large enough stage, or, you know, I'm not really sure, but we'll see. Anyway, we went to the opening show, which just kind of introduced us to the cast. They didn't do a full show, and that was cool. And and we made all our reservations, and we had dinner, and I'll talk about that on tomorrow's show. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more shows over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.